Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. We're in section 41. Challenges strengthen me. Let challenges strengthen you. Every human being alive faces challenges. Some have more challenges and some fewer, but everyone has challenges. Once you have become stronger from any challenge you faced, you can have a self-image of, I'm a person who has already been strengthened by a challenge. You probably have been strengthened by more than one challenge already. If this is true for you, you can have a self-image of, I'm a person who has already been strengthened by challenges. Remember times when you were strengthened by challenges. Each time you recall an incident that both challenged and strengthened you, you can say to yourself, here is another example of when I was strengthened by a challenge. This strengthens your positive self-image. From now on, whenever you find yourself facing any challenge, let it strengthen you in some way. Think of some positive character trait that you can continue to develop because of the challenge. Then you can say to yourself, since I've already been strengthened by challenges, this too can add to my inner mental archive of another time that I'll be strengthened by a challenge. Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto wrote in his classic work, Mesilat Yesharim, Path of the Just, in chapter 1, every life situation is another challenge for a person. Health is a challenge and illness is a challenge. Wealth is a challenge and poverty is a challenge. Think about how you can grow from health and how you can grow from illness. Think about how you can grow from wealth and how you can grow from poverty. Think about how you can grow when things go the way you want and how you can grow when things don't go the way you want. Some people who find it difficult to face challenges with a positive attitude view their reaction as coming from the reality of the situation. But a reaction to any situation is always based on our own subjective way of looking at it. There is a multitude of ways to look at any situation. Let's give one example. If five people were to witness a bank robbery, you would have five different versions of what happened. This is especially so if one person was the bank teller who was held up. One was a grandmother who was waiting in line with her grandchild. One was a hidden co-conspirator of the bank robber. One was a teenager who loved excitement. One was a victim of a previous bank robbery. And with another five people, you could have another five versions. One was a person with a strong tendency to focus on the good in each and every situation. He would be happy and grateful that no one was hurt. One was a pessimistic negative thinker who frequently complained that negative things frequently happened to him. One was a person who desperately needed the money he was about to withdraw from his bank account. One was a freelance writer for a magazine who appreciated the opportunity to write about something newsworthy that he himself witnessed and experienced. One was a person with a heart condition who was warned by his physician that he needed to stay calm for the health of his heart. And the 11th person, there was someone whose attitude was, every single challenging situation in my life is sent as an opportunity for me to develop my character. This person had mastered staying calm and seeing the good. He was able to speak to the bank robber because he approached him from a place of unconditional love and compassion for everyone. He calmed the robber so that the robber wouldn't hurt anyone. And he calmed those who were nervous about the experience, agreeing with the one who focused on what there was to be grateful for. The negative thinker was highly impressed with the lesson of the 11th person. He had begun to look at the situation as, oh no, here is another example of a negative thing happening to me. But now he realized, I see that there is another way to view what happened. I can be grateful that we were safe and unharmed. He then realized that many of the bad luck events and occurrences in his life were really much more positive. Moreover, he saw how calm and understanding the 11th man was, and he became a student of that person's outlook on life. This was the best thing that ever happened to him in his entire life. He was so grateful that each year he would celebrate the day that he gained a wiser understanding of the purpose of life and how he could be consistently calm and happy. So whenever you come across a story about someone who has grown from a challenge, you can think, this story is now embedded in my mind. It's in my brain, and my brain is always with me. So keep growing from challenges, keep growing from the challenges of others, and this way you keep enhancing your life all the time.